Okay. Our text today is in Matthew. If you want to turn to that.
今天我们要来读马太福音。
And this is a text I think that many of you probably are familiar with.
我们大家都很熟悉这段经文。
And I think we had a chance to read through the text already together, right?
我们还没有读。我们还没有读。
Oh, really? Well, let's read it together then.
Okay. 我们一起来读。
And is it okay if we read it in English? Are you guys willing to try that?
Right, 我们试一下读英文。
Okay. 请大家这是跟我讲的哈。As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you to fish for people. At once they left their nets and followed him. As Jesus was, is that the same one? Yeah. Sorry. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness among the people. Yeah. I don't know, do you want to say anything in Chinese?
我们刚才所读的是马太福音第四章十七节到二十三节。
Actually, that's good, isn't it? We don't need it. If you want to look at it, you can look at it in your Chinese.
大家也可以打开中文圣经来看，因为今天主要的经文就是在马太福音第四章。
So there's a few things that stand out to me.
有一些事情对于我来说是很突出的。
First of all, Jesus calls ordinary people to follow him.
首先基督所招的乃是普通人来跟随他。
So two words jump out at me.
所以有两个词好像在我脑海中跳出来。
One of them is ordinary.
第一个就是普通人。
Yeah. And then the second word that really jumps out at me is follow.
第二个就是跟随。
Yeah. Jesus calls people, ordinary people, to follow him.
耶稣招普通人跟随他。
Brothers like Peter and Andrew.
像兄弟彼得安德烈兄弟两人。
These were fishermen by trade, by training, that's what they did.
他们的职业他们所受的训练就是做渔夫。
And Jesus called them to actually follow him.
耶稣是呼召他们来跟随。
Now, is this a call that you and I can choose to respond to or not?
这是不是这像我们的呼召是不是我们有选择可以来回应或者不回应
Is it something that maybe we can initially respond to positively and then maybe later think, no, maybe not?
是不是我们可以开始好像是正面回应但是后来又犹豫不决了
I think we're going to answer that question during the course of this message.
今天我们的信息就是要来回答这样的问题。
All right.What did Jesus mean by that they would learn to fish for people?
当耶稣说我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样，他的意思是什么？
He said, if you follow me, you will learn to fish for people. Now, what does that mean?
如果你们来跟从我，你们就要得人如鱼。
What's that mean to fish for people?
这些得人如得鱼，这个意思是什么？
At the very least, it means that they're going to become like Jesus' agents.
他们将成为耶稣所差遣的。
Like God's fishermen. I know that's a little strange for us nowadays, unless you live in Grain Valley or whatever and you're fishing all the time. But for me, it's a little strange. I'm a fisherman of God.
对于我来说是比较难理解，好像成为神的渔夫是什么意思？
There we go.Co-laboring, I think it means that we learn to work together with Jesus.
我们来学习与主同工。
And as we learn to respond to the Word, and as we learn to respond to what the Spirit of God is doing with us, we discover not only that we're working together with Jesus, but that we somehow can catch people.
当神的话语在我们身上做工，圣灵带领我们，我们知道说我们不仅是与主同工，而且是好像我们能够得人。
Now this catch doesn't necessarily have to be negative, okay? I know lots of times we feel like a salesperson, a salesman or a saleswoman, maybe they're trying to do some kind of, you know, trick and catch us. It doesn't have to necessarily be negative.
这个 catch 这个词有的时候可以说抓住人啊，就像有些销售员搞商业的，他们用他们的手段好像来使人按他们的意思来做。
Yeah, I think maybe it's more like you come across people in your life and you see they have no direction, they're aimless, they're just kind of drifting along with the culture, and you get to be a part of God who, in mercy, catches them.
但我所见到的是，当你在这个世上遇见人，他们是迷路的，他们不知道往哪里去，在那里漂流，但是神用你来得着他们。
Jesus says, if you follow me, you're gonna learn to do that.
耶稣说你跟从我，你就会学会怎样得人。
And I don't know if you're more like an extroverted person, or an introverted person.
我不知道你的性格是外向还是内向。
Personally, I'm an introvert. So when I first hear that message, oh man, you've got to catch people, I'm not responding really bravely. I'm just thinking, oh, okay, this is going to be beyond my comfort zone.
我是个很内向的人，所以当我听见得人的呼召，在我心中我觉得说这个不是我感觉的舒适区。
Yeah, but he says somehow we learn to co-labor with Jesus.
但是我们所要学的乃是与主同工。
How does that happen?
这怎么能发生呢？
I think we participate, of course, in these kind of ways through prayer, through loving, learning to love other people, serving them, sharing with them.
我们学习祷告，学习彼此相爱，也学习分享。
But later we, as we continue to read through the New Testament, we get this warning that we got to be careful how we do it.
但后来我们在福音当中，我们也读到一些警告，我们需要小心谨慎。
Yeah. We cannot随便 just to try to catch them just using some kind of technique because we went to an evangelism workshop, and so you know now we have our tools and it's not that way.
我们要小心这个因为这个训练不只是一个技巧的训练或者是我们只要有些特别工具就行了。
Where our goal is, man, I just gotta lead somebody to Christ and I know how to do it now and I use these resources and I've learned how to share the gospel and Paul says, be careful.
如果我们想就是我定一个目标要领多少人然后我就有了这些技巧我就可以了。保罗说你们要小心。
So I don't know what kind of personality Paul had, but he learned to be this kind of fisherman.
我不知道保罗的性格是怎样但是他是一个得人的渔夫。
And as he considered his own call, and as Paul considered his own response to this call to follow Jesus, he discovered not everybody was taking it maybe in the right spirit.
保罗也知道说当耶稣有这样的呼召的时候每一个人不是每一个人回应的灵都是对的。
He said, we're careful. We reject any kind of shameful deeds or underhanded methods where we try to pin Ren. We don't change the word of God, distort the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all who are honest know this about us.
在哥林多后书四章二节说，乃将那些暧昧可耻的事弃绝了，不行诡诈，不谬讲神的道理，只将真理表明出来。好在神面前把自己建于个人的良心。
So we don't alter the gospel. We don't have the right to take this beautiful, powerful gospel message and then just somehow truncate it or reduce it down to something that we think will sell better. We can't do that.
所以我们没有权利来谬讲神的道理，好像把神的大能的福音把它弱化、简化，变成一种我们自己觉得可以更容易出售的东西。
We can be creative. God takes us. He takes all of us. We all are gifted in different ways. We can be creative in our presentation. Paul doesn't have a problem with it, but we don't have the privilege to think that we can reduce the gospel or make the gospel something else.
所以我们当我们传福音的时候，我们可以有很有创造性用各种各样的方法来传，但是我们没有权利来缩减神的道。
And this is really important to me as I continue to learn to, to follow Jesus. This message is the power of God unto salvation.
有一点非常的重要，就是我们要知道福音乃是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
And at its essence, at its core, this gospel message is about Jesus, not about what he can do for us. It's about Jesus is Lord.
这个信息的核心是主本身，是耶稣是主，并不是说他能为我做点什么。
So anytime you hear a presentation of the gospel, and you will hear many different kinds of presentations of the gospel if you go to church or hang around Christians for very long. If it's about something else other than what Jesus, who he is and what he has done, then that's not the gospel.
也许你在很多不同的地方听到许多不同的表达，但是如果这个福音的信息不是讲主的自己，讲他的所事与所做，那你就要很小心。
If you had to put it in three words, the very core of the gospel is Jesus is Lord.
如果你用三个字来说，就是耶稣是主。
And as we creatively learn to communicate this message, then we go ahead and we focus our attention on who Christ is, what he has accomplished in his life, his teachings, his death, burial, and resurrection.
我们可以用各样的方法，很有创造性的来表述这件基本的事实，来说到我们的主，他的所事，他的教训，他的死与复活。
So hopefully as we follow Jesus, we learn what we see here in the opening chapters of Mark chapter 1. This gospel.
我们也可以来看马可福音第一章一开始。
Read it with me if you don't mind. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news.
马可福音一章十五节，耶稣说：“日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。”
Yeah, very good. I mean, this gospel is life transformative.
这个福音乃要改变我们的生命。
And we find fuller expressions of it as we continue to make our way through the New Testament, like this one in Paul.
那我们在新约里面，我们可以看见保罗的信息。
And even this we would call a summary of the gospel. It's maybe one of the most famous that Paul spoke in this letter to the Corinthians.
在哥林多前书里面，这好比是福音的一个总结。
Let me read it to you if you don't mind listening.
我为大家读十五章，哥林多前书十五章。
Paul says, I want to remind you about this message. Okay, that's the first thing that sticks out to me. In other words, you need to hear this message not just once.I'm going to remind you again about this message we call the gospel.
保罗是要把这个信息，他说我是来提醒你们，不是你们没有听过，是你们听过的。
This is the gospel that I have preached to you, he says.
这是先前所传的福音，现在再来告诉你们。
It is a gospel that, by the way, you have received.
也是你所领受的。
And not only that, you've received this gospel in such a manner that you have taken your stand on this gospel message.
并且你们也靠着这个可以站立得住。
Okay, that's really significant, because I know a lot of gospel presentations where someone tries to give a quick message, it's a kind of fluffy and kind of like on a magazine cover, and you know, it's not something where they're really focusing and expressing it fully and calling people to take a stand on this message.
有的时候我们看见说，有的时候我们把福音传得太简化了，我好像就像一个杂志的封面一样，然后就叫人盲目的来相信。
And the potential of this gospel message to utterly transform a person's life is something that Paul says can save us.
这个福音改变我们生命的大能，要拯救我们。
He says in verse 2, by this gospel you are saved.
第二节这里说，借着我所传给你们的福音，要必因这福音得救。
I love that. If, we got a problem. If, don't ignore the ifs in the New Testament. If you hold firmly to this word that I preach to you.
这里，但是这里说有一个字若，但你们若不是突然相信，难以持守。
If you want to experience the saving benefits of this utterly transformative message, he says, if you receive it, not sway sway, bien bien, but if you receive it in such a way that you stand on it and you hold it firmly.
这里所以我们不是随便的相信，如果你要得救，要经历生命的改变，必须是不是突然的随便的相信，而是要持守所听见的。
If you are troubled by that message, then maybe you're not listening to the gospel message. Yeah.
如果好像你心中没有好像有一番的挣扎，那可能你还没有真正听见这福音。
This message has the potential to utterly save you if you receive it in such a way that it is meaningful and precious. You stand on it, you hold it, you carry it with you. That's the kind of message we're talking about, the gospel message.
我们所说的这福音它能够拯救你，能够改变你的生命，但是你必须不是突然随便的相信，你要持守。
He says, if you didn't receive it in that kind of intentional way, maybe you received it or believed in vain.
他说 若不是这样，你们可能就是突然相信。
For what I received, he said, I passed on to you as of first importance that Christ died for our sins, here's the summary, according to the scriptures, that he was buried, we know this, that he was raised on the third day, once again, according to the scriptures.
我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
This gospel is all about Jesus, His reign, that Jesus is reigning even now, is Lord over all.
我们知道这福音的内涵就是我们的主，他是一切的主。
And so as you make your way through the rest of this wonderful chapter, 1 Corinthians 15,We get toward the middle of the chapter, and Paul is basically still talking about what life means under the gospel.
整个哥林多前书十五章，保罗仍然在讲这个生命。
As in Adam all die, he said, so in Christ, those who enter into this relationship with God, responding to the gospel, where they are now transferred into the kingdom of God, in Christ, we are made alive.
在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
This is not just a one-time decision. I said a prayer and then I went ahead and live life like I want to. No, this is something that holds you, grips you, and you grip it, this gospel, and it brings you into a new reality, a new domain. It's called the kingdom of God.
这里不是说我们就做一个祷告，我们接受一个信息，然后就过自己想要的生活。这个福音的信息它乃是要抓住我们，要改变我们，要带领我们进入一个新的境界，就是神的国。
So Jesus says, I invite you to follow me and learn how to share this message.
所以耶稣邀请我们跟随他，也来学习怎样传这信息。
You learn to work with me and fish for people who areFollowing another narrative in life. They're following another story, but it leads to destruction.
所以我们就跟随主来学习怎样的传这福音，然后人怎样的反应就会决定他们是灭亡还是得救。
And we join God on this kingdom expanding mission, a rescue mission where we join God in seeing lives saved from lies, saved from slavery, saved from destruction.
所以我们就加入这个扩展神国的使命，在这里我们就拯救人从捆绑当中，从灭亡当中拯救出来。
And it said the response is rather amazing. At once they left their nets and followed Jesus.
所以这个回应是很奇妙的，他们就立即舍了网，就跟随耶稣。
Now you know when someone does that, like that's huge. That's a huge step of faith.
我们知道说这是信心里面的一大步。
I mean, you're leaving everything you know, all that you consider your security, everything that you thought you were planning for. You're leaving that to respond to this invitation from Jesus.
这意味着离开那一切让我们感觉安全的东西，离开我们自己的计划，来跟随耶稣。
But in fact, if we compare this text that we're looking at this morning with Luke chapter 5 and John chapter 1, we will be able to see that this maybe didn't happen as suddenly as it seems to be presented here in the Gospel of Matthew.
如果我们读《路加福音》第五章或者《约翰福音》第一章，我们会发现说，也许 我们所看见这不并不是说耶稣第一次邀请他们。
Apparently they already knew Jesus. They had had some interfacing with Jesus. There had been some other opportunities. John chapter 1, if you read that. And so even though they're still responding very positively and very quickly, still they had some time to know who this Jesus was they were about to follow.
所以我们可以感觉到他们这不是他们第一次遇见耶稣。从约翰福音那里我们也可以感觉到也许他们以前和耶稣他们有过接触，所以他们知道耶稣。
So I ask you again, is this a call that these guys, these fishermen, could have declined?
所以我们在思想说，这些渔夫他们会不会拒绝这样的邀请？
And the answer is obviously sure. Anybody, you can. The call goes out, but there's a lot of people even today when you give them the gospel call, they will say, "Well, I believe, but I'm not ready to follow."
当然我们知道这当然是可能的，就像今天一样，如果同样的邀请发出，你知道说很多人他会说我相信是相信，但是跟随我可能就要考虑。
And with good reason. I mean, to respond to that call to follow him is a very sobering, it's a very serious thing.
因为跟随主这是一件很严肃的事。
Let's continue to see what happens later that day.
那我们继续看说那天还发生了什么。
And it reads this way in Matthew chapter, verse 21. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother, John, and they were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. And Jesus called them. And immediately, wow, there it is again. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him, meaning Jesus.
我们回到马太福音四章二十一节那里，耶稣从那里往前走，又看见弟兄二人，就是西庇太的儿子雅各和他兄弟约翰，同他们的父亲西庇太在船上捕网。耶稣就招呼他们，他们立刻舍了船，别了父亲，跟从了耶稣。
Jesus calls people that we know, like these brothers, people like James and John.
耶稣所招的人就是像我们所知道的，就像雅各、约翰。
So we don't live life in isolation from other people, hopefully. So we shouldn't be surprised if not only there's a call for us, but there's also a call that others in our relational network also receive.
所以我们并不是活在一个真空孤立的环境里面，所以我们不会稀奇。如果我们蒙召，我们周遭的人也会有人蒙召。
Now it may have been the same day that they received this call.
也许甚至会在同一天。
These guys were also fishermen. Obviously, they were called sons of thunder.
这些人他们是渔夫，他们有个绰号叫做雷子。
And you might recall that when he called the other brothers several verses back, I emphasized that these guys are just ordinary men.
记得我们前几页已经说到，这些人他们都是普通人。
Or we could say ordinary people, right?
他们是很普通的。
I mean, he's calling women too, right?
这里不仅是，当然不是说只是说男人，也有女人。
But it's kind of interesting that these guys had a temper problem, and so they were.
从他们的绰号，我们可以考虑他们说，他们也许他们的脾气有点问题。
And later, Jesus would nickname them lovingly the sons of thunder.
也许这个主会亲切地称他们为雷子。
So you don't receive a nickname like that unless you probably have some issues, some areas, you know, like, whoa, this guy can really get angry.
如果你也有类似这样的绰号，也许别人就会猜说，哎呀，你这个人，发起脾气来不得了。
But that ought to encourage us that when that call comes, it doesn't come to people who have reached some kind of level of perfection. They're people just like you and I. They're people who yell at their children when they shouldn't yell at their children. They're people that have conflict in their marriage, just like we have conflict in our marriage. They're ordinary people.
所以也许对我们来说是一个安慰，耶稣所招的就是像这样的普通人，他们也会像他们的孩子喊叫，他们的婚姻也会出问题，就像我们都会成为这样的人。
And these brothers, they worked for their father.
这两兄弟他们是为他们的父亲做工。
And they must have been doing pretty good as things go in the first century in this fishing business because their father had enough wealth to hire laborers to work for him.
他们也许家境还不错，因为在第一世纪的时候，你看见说， 他们甚至还有故宫。
I want you to note their response to the call of Jesus to follow.
我们来注意他们对耶稣呼召的回应。
It says they left their father, they left the boat immediately.
他们立刻舍了船，别了父亲。
Wow, I wonder how their dad felt.
如果你是他们的父亲，你会怎么想？
I think probably he was initially in a state of shock.
他一定会非常震惊。
It says at the moment they received this call, they were working on the boat with their father and repairing and mending their nets, preparing for the next excursion out to fish.
这两兄弟在他们的父亲西比泰的船上在捕网，然后他们就得了这呼召。
I think maybe, I'm just guessing, their dad thought, wow,You're kidding. You're leaving? You're leaving me?
我在想象，也许他们的爸爸西比泰就在想说，你真在开玩笑啊，你要舍弃我。
What are you going to do for money? You're going to follow this young rabbi? Really?
你是要去跟这个年轻的拉比吗？真的这样？
I raised you. I trained you. We've got a good business here. My whole intent is to get you ready and pass this on to you and you're going to do what? Follow this young rabbi named what?
我生你养你训练你将来我要把一切的家业交给你但现在你要跟这个年轻的拉比他叫什么
They chose Jesus.
他们拣选了耶稣。
It was a huge step of faith.
这是信心的一大步。
They chose Jesus over security.
他们宁愿选择耶稣，他们不是选择那个安全。
They chose Jesus over their family's blessing.
他们宁愿选择耶稣胜过家族的祝福。
They chose Jesus over a life of comfort and security.
他们宁愿有耶稣胜过那个安全和舒适。
Yeah, I mean, I'm a dad. I get it. That would really be difficult.
我也是个父亲，所以我能够理解，这是很艰难的。
As we continue to listen to Jesus as he teaches us through the Gospels and the New Testament, we find that there is a cost to following Jesus.
当我们随着耶稣在新约里面的信息，我们知道说跟随耶稣是要付上代价的。
So that when that call does come, hopefully we have some preparation like these brothers did to respond in an honorable way.A faithful way to the call of Jesus.
所以让我们心中是有预备的。当这个呼召真的临到的时候，就像这两兄弟一样，我们的回应乃是一个尊贵的回应。
And I think, personally, I might be wrong. I'm open to correction, but I think that when we count the cost, we don't just count it when we first begin to learn how to follow Jesus.I think that throughout the rest of our life, because it is so challenging to faithfully follow Jesus, that again and again, we count the cost.
我也许讲的不对，大家可以纠正我。但是当我们说到计算代价的时候，不光光是从一开始跟随耶稣所要付的代价，乃是一生跟随主所要付的代价。
Yeah, we come into verses like this as we continue to read through the Gospels, and they deeply trouble many believers.
那我们继续读福音书的时候，我们发现说有些信息会叫我们心中为难。
And you know these verses, these are the verses that we usually don't try to memorize because they scare us.
你知道说如果我们选择经文来背的话，通常我们不会来背这样的经文。
Yeah. Anyone who loves father or mother more than me, Jesus says, is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is actually not worthy of me.
马太福音十章三十七节，爱父母甚过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒；爱儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
We find something very similar in the Gospel of Luke.
在路加福音，我们看见很相似的经文。
And this one is even more difficult to properly understand or interpret.
这一节更加难来理解和解释。
If anyone, Jesus says, comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple.
儒家福音十四章二十六节，人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱，那这里原文是做恨自己的父母、妻子、儿女、兄弟、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
Why does Jesus say that? That is so. It just seems so harsh.
基督为什么耶稣为什么这样说？实在这是太难的。
Well, I'm in my mid-60s now, and I've been trying to learn what it means to follow Jesus for maybe 3 or 4 decades. So I've had some time to think about this.
我大概已经60多岁了，那我跟从耶稣大概30多年，我一直在思想这些。
And I think part of the answer, this is not the complete answer, you can check with me in another 10 years if I'm still here. I think part of the answer is they're not desperate enough yet, not fed up enough with their life yet, or not hungry enough yet for all that God wants to do in and through them.
我的答案可能不完全，也许你十年之后再来问我，我的答案又不一样。但是现在我所认识的这些人，并不是说他们好像对这些生命当中最重要的事情毫无兴趣。
I think this is a matter of there's things that we love, and then there's something that is even greater than the things that we love.
这些都是我们所爱的但是现在所说的乃是有一个更宝贵的。
And I think we realize, and I think Jesus obviously realizes that when people first hear this, if it's not really explained, it sounds insane.
耶稣当然知道说，如果不加解释，这些话听起来很疯狂。
But could it be that knowing Jesus and following Jesus is so much greater than what we typically conceive of that we just don't get the comparison that Jesus is drawing here?
如果认识耶稣，跟随耶稣所要的真的超过我们这所珍爱的这一切吗？
I entered that kind of life, responded to that gospel at 24 years of age, and it was easier for me because I had spent 6 years wasting. I was a prodigal for 6 years. So for me, it was maybe at that point, at 24 years of age, it was easier for me than responding at, let's say, 18 or 17 or 16.
当我答应主的呼召的时候，我大概是24岁。也许对于我来说，好像那时候没有太难，因为我答应呼召的时候，我已经过了六年浪子的生活。
I remember at 24, I had already served in the military for 4 years. I came out, and my life was a wreck, an absolute mess. I have nothing to be proud of, and I heard that call, and so my response was more like this. I just don't want to go on living my life like I've been living my life.
对我个人来说，当我答应呼召的时候，24岁我已经在军中服役了4年。当我回来的时候，我的生活是一团糟，没有任何事情值得骄傲的所以说对于我来说，我已经到了一个地步，说我的生活再也不能这样下去了，我不喜欢所在的样子。我相信唯有耶稣是那道路、真理和生命。
At some point, some of us, if we keep listening and responding to the Holy Spirit and this gospel message, we come to this point where we say, you know what? I think I'm responding. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to follow Jesus.
在我们生命的某一个时刻这个信息会临到我们，圣灵在那里做工让我们知道说，是的，这一次我要回应。
Because Jesus is better.
因为耶稣乃是更好。
It's scary.
这个有点吓人。
不会很方便。It won't feel convenient.
不是好像让我们的心觉得是一个方便的事。
Definitely it won't be real comfortable at times.
不是一个舒服的事。
But it'll be glorious.
但乃是一件荣耀的事。
God will take us beyond ourselves.
神要彻底的改变我们这个人。
Yeah. And I wanted that, and so on.I came to a place personally where I was like, no, I think this is the truth. I knew it in my spirit when I heard the gospel. Jesus really is the way, the truth, and the life.
当我真正领受的时候，我真的领受了耶稣乃是道路、真理、生命。
So I want to just take a moment and explain the difference between this love and hate that we see in the words and teaching of Jesus.
但这里我要稍微来解释一下我们所听见这里的所说的爱与恨。
And this article I found to be very helpful as I considered, you know, if you don't hate your parents or you don't hate your wife and your children. And I know most of us are thinking, what? I don't hate them. And so let's see what it really means in context.
我所找到的这篇文章对我自己帮助很大，来明白这个爱与恨的关系。
Oftentimes in scripture, to love means to choose.
在圣经当中，爱这个字它的含义常常是我们的选择。
Well, to hate means to leave something or someone unchosen.
恨这个字常常的意思就是说你所没有选的那一个。
And we all know this. To love something is to prioritize it.
我们常常知道你爱什么，你就把它放在你的重要，对你的重要性就是最高的。
And to hate is, well, not to give any priority to that person or that thing.
好像恨就是没有得到优先权。
Jacob loved Rachel, but by comparison, he hated Leah.
雅各他爱拉结，好像这个另一面就是说他恨利亚。
Yeah. He gave more time, more attention, more priority to his time and his relationship with Rachel.
他的注意，他的时间，更多的是在拉结这一边。
So to love people is to direct more of our time, energy, and resources with them toward them.
所以爱就是把我们的时间、我们的资源、我们的注意更多的放在那一边。
And to hate people is the opposite, to give comparatively less of our time, energy, and resources to them.
所以与此相对应的就是恨的含义，就是说好像我们更少的时间、精力、资源放在那边。
So if you take a marriage where they're honest in their talk and they're sharing with one another, if they really love each other, this kind of talk comes up very easily. I've been married almost 40 years, and so, if you were neglecting your spouse every day and you were giving priority to something else all the time, maybe she would say, do you hate me? Because obviously you love this. It's that kind of thing.
我对此也很有体会，因为我结婚也40年了。那在婚姻当中，如果你总是优先把放在其他的事情上，最后你的另一半就会说你是不是恨我。
So to feel hated is to feel left out while others are included.
所以如果当比如说有一个选择的时候，选了其他的人没有选你，那么你就觉得说那个就是恨了。
So by that definition of Jesus about hating and loving, I think some people, you get the feeling some people, they don't really like their siblings in Christ very much.
也许从这个意义上来说，也许有的弟兄间相处的不是那么好。
Because they don't choose to be with them. They don't really want to give time to them.
他们彼此不愿意花时间在一起。
Maybe I'll come to, on a Sunday when it's convenient, but I really don't want to build any kind of meaningful relationships with each other, fellow believers or disciples. So it would be that kind of thing.
也许就像我们组内的弟兄也是一样，如果我们确实有机会，但是我们却选择说我们不要来建立那样的关系。
So Jesus in effect is saying, if you don't realize that my call and your opportunity to know me and follow me is greater,then you're not really worthy to be one of my students.
所以耶稣所说的就是说，当他的呼召临到的时候，若你不是真的觉得他是那样的宝贵，那么你是不配做门徒的。
Do you think these brothers, these early disciples, did they love their families?
在这里我们所读到的这两兄弟，你觉得他爱他们的家庭吗？
当然 ，of course, yeah, they love their.
当然是
yeah,
爱他们的家。
Yeah.But they were beginning to lean into this new opportunity to love something else more.
当耶稣的呼召临到的时候，他们开始觉得说这是一个更宝贵的。
They loved the opportunity to see their lives transformed. They knew that this young rabbi was something that doesn't come along every day, and they chose this opportunity.To get near and learn from Jesus.
他们看见说这个改变生命的机会是更宝贵的。这个年轻的拉比你不是每天都能遇见的。
Paul had a similar experience, and he said he came to a place in his life where he said, whatever used to be gain to me, all that he had experienced, so well educated. He had so many credentials. He said, all that was once gain to me, I don't think much about it. It's nothing. It's not really anything to me. I count it loss.
保罗他也有相同的感觉。我们可以看腓立比书第三章第七节，他有那许多的可夸的，他有许多的资历，但是他说，只是我先前以为与我有益的，现在我因基督都当作有损的。
I remember when I went to Taiwan first time, it was 1994年的时候 and I went and there was this pastor, he was out there in the countryside, had his church, went into his office, he had a certificate for everything.
我还记得说当我到台湾去传道的时候，我走到一个乡村牧师的办公室，看见墙上他好像每件事情他都有一个证书。
Not just his bachelor's and master's and his doctorate degree, but every time he did a workshop and any kind of certificate, it was on the wall.
不光是他的学士、硕士、博士，或者他参加的任何的训练、学习班，都有一张证书在墙上。
And on paper, he was very impressive.
所以你从纸上看，这个人令人印象深刻。
But it would be like that kind of person saying, "Ah, that stuff." I'm taking it down. That didn't mean anything to me.
就像保罗那个说，哦，那这对我来说都不算什么。
That's what Paul is saying here. That doesn't mean anything to me. Why? Because I know Jesus now, and it is so much better.
保罗他也可以有这样的一面墙，但是他可以指着这个说，这些都不算什么。
But it will cost you if you start to respond to this call.
当我们回应这个呼召的时候。就是要付上代价。
I remember for the first year or two, my mom was not really happy about my decision.
我记得说，前面一两年，我的妈妈对我的决定不太高兴。
And I'm sure she felt like I hated her and was doing everything else with the church and Jesus. She really struggled with it for a while.
我妈妈好像觉得说我变了样子，好像觉得说，感觉是好像恨她一样。
Yeah.But I was just leaning into learning how to respond to that invitation of Jesus.
但我只是在学习怎样回应主的呼召。
So it's in that context that we need to hear this gospel call from Jesus.
我们需要在这样的含义里面来回应耶稣的呼召。
Yeah. His disciples were to join him on his mission daily. That's the call. Join him.
这些门徒他们蒙召乃是在主每一天他的事工当中都与主同在。
Now that is, we make that harder than it has to be. God is just saying, I'm already working, I'm inviting you to join me where I'm working.
也许有的时候我们把它想多了，主其实每天都在做工。
And as you do that, as you walk with me, as you serve alongside of me, you will hear repeatedly this gospel message.
他所要我们做的不过是与他一起，你会不断的听见这样的邀请在福音的当中。
And this gospel message, well, it's kind of like a seed that you plant in the soil. You know, if you tend to it and you give it a little bit of attention and you water it, not just plant it, you discover that it will gradually grow and impact your life more and more.
这就像你把一粒种子撒在土里面，如果你不只是撒在那里。而是浇水照顾它，你就会发现说它会慢慢的长出来。
And as you listen to that gospel message, there will be certain key verbs or words stand out.
当我们听见福音信息的时候，有一些话，有些词就会跳出来。
One of them is 悔改 ，right? I love that. I love that word. Repent.
一个字就是悔改。我很喜欢这个字。
And the way I try to describe it sometimes to people is we just turn from going our own way and we turn to and respond to Jesus' call.
这个对我来说它的意思就是从我们自己所走的道路转过来来跟随耶稣。
So just put yourself in the shoes of the fisherman. You're turning from life on your terms. You're turning from a life where family is everything. You're turning from a life where you think you're okay now. I got my business.I've got everything mapped out. You're turning from a life where you are Lord over your life.
如果我们就像这两个渔夫一样，在这里，这个呼召的意思就是让我们离开，我们自己做主，自己掌控一切，我们有自己的生意， 我们可以控制自己的生活，从这些里面出来。
You're responding to that call to repent again and again, and it's not just a one-time response. Again and again, you will discover to follow Jesus, you will have to keep turning back.
这不只是一次的答应呼召，我们乃是不断的答应。悔改的呼召，跟从的呼召。
And the reason that's true is because we keep taking the wheel. You know, it's like you're in this big boat with Jesus. You're in this yacht. And if you're not careful, you discover, oh, once again, you're trying to control your life. And so, once again, again and again, God calls us back and says, hey, turn back.
因为我们会有这样的体会，就好像在开一艘大船，我们在掌这个舵。多少时候我们就是还是想自己按自己的意思来转。我们需要听见耶稣的声音，要转回来。
Because something greater is come.
因为有更大的事。
Yeah. The kingdom of heaven has come near.
因为天国近了。
Yeah. Yeah. God's reign has invaded our world.
神的主宰已经临到。
And his plan is through us, through his people, that his ways, his life, his kingdom would be manifest.
他神的计划乃是要借着我们来彰显他的国度。
It's a better kingdom. It's a better domain. It's a better government. This government of God.
那是一个更美的国，是神来治理。
And so as they join Jesus where he is working, and as we join Jesus where he's working, he will show us how to fish for people, and he will show us how to bless others, just like the early disciples.
所以当我们答应耶稣的呼召，加入他每日的工作，主就会来教导我们怎样来得人。
And we'll discover this new dynamic in our life, this new power from God, where we go with God and we go in Jesus' name and we go, and wherever we go, we make a difference.
我们就会在生命当中来经历主的大能，我们去主所差遣我们所去的地方来经历它。
And sometimes he uses us to do things that are inexplicable. You might even call them miraculous.
有的时候他让我们所做的事情乃是实在是神奇的。
Yeah, and these things happen as we learn to be his apprentices.
我们好像就是他的使者。
It's not so different than what we see Matthew capture in chapter 10 when he sent out the 12.
就像主他在马太福音当中他差遣的十二个使徒出去。
So, Jesus tells those who answer the call to follow him, he says, go, go.
主向着那些答应他呼召的人就说去。
It's not a passive life. So, if you do answer the call, there will be times where Jesus says, I need you to get up and I want you to go.
当我们答应呼召的时候，我们的生活不是被动的。
And as you go, I want you to proclaim this gospel message.
主会对我们说起来要去，去的时候要传这福音的信息。
God's kingdom is at hand.
神的国近了。
Yeah, do you ever preach the gospel like that?
你有没有这样的来传福音？
I never hear a lot of people preach that gospel. Go, and he says, as you go, let other people know, hey, there's something that has come. You may not know it. It's something greater than you can even imagine. It's the kingdom of God, and it is coming near even now.
我其实不常听见人这样传福音，乃是有一件更大的事，现在已经临到，是神的国近了。
So if you do answer the call, you cannot just simply go through life sitting and being a spectator.
所以如果你真的答应呼召，你不可能就坐在那儿做个旁观者。
Jesus will call you to get up and go, learn and follow him.
耶稣叫你起来，要去，要学习，要跟从。
It doesn't sound like a very passive kind of life to me.
这个不可能是一种被动的生活。
And we know this because of what Jesus' disciples recorded, these words of Jesus, they're very powerful.
我们知道说主的门徒他们记下主所说的这些大有能力的话。
Jesus said this about a true disciple. A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone when he is fully trained will be like his teacher.
耶稣说学生不能高过先生，凡学成了不过和先生一样。
Okay, so that's something that you and I, if we answer the call, we have that to look forward to, that if we continue to follow him. continue to respond to His call, as we grow, as we age, we will look more and more like our teacher.
所以这就说到，如果我们答应神的呼召，那我们心中会有怎样的期待？如果我们真的做他的门徒，真的跟随他，那我们就会变得越来越经历我们的先生所经历的。
And Matthew said something very similar. The student is not above the teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for students to be like their teachers and servants like their masters.
马太也是这样说，学生不能高过先生，仆人不能高过主人。学生和先生一样，仆人和主人一样，也就罢了。
So, Jesus is calling you and I to make a choice.
所以耶稣呼召你我来做一个决定。
If we're really going to follow him, it's going to require choices in our life.
如果我们真要跟随耶稣，我们在生命当中要有选择。
Not just the first choice we make when we first hear the gospel and say, I believe. It's way beyond that.
这不是一个我们当初听见福音信与不信的选择。
Here's an example from Matthew's gospel.
这里在马太福音。
We saw this last time I came and shared with you. Jesus says, I want you to enter through a narrow gate.
上次我来交通的时候分享过这个马太福音第七章十三节，你们要进窄门。
This is a life that you and I enter. It's a whole new life. It's life in the kingdom of God. And I want you to enter it this way, Jesus said.
我们要进入的一个生命乃是神国里面的生命但是这是要借着一个窄门来进入。
Yeah. And as you enter, it's the gate is a bit narrow.
这个门是窄的。
Yeah. Because there's another gate if you're not careful. And that gate is wide and that road is broad, but it leads to destruction and there are many who enter through that way. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life and, well, comparatively, only a few find it.
因为引到灭亡那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。引到永生那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
So Jesus, this is a word not just to unbelievers, this is a word to all of us. He expects us to make a choice, to make a decision.
这话不是向不信的人说的，这话是向我们所有人说的，我们都需要做一个选择。
He invites us to walk with him, but it's a narrow path.
他邀请我们与他同行，但那是一条窄路。
And it's a narrow gate.
那是一个窄门。
And this way though, this narrow path leads somewhere that you want to go. It leads to life under Christ.
那个窄路所通向的乃是基督的生命。
And we know these verses. I don't need to read them. Jesus said, I am the way. He also said, I am the gate. You know these verses.
我们都知道这些，熟悉这些圣经，主说我是门。
And it is sobering that only a few seem to respond to that invitation.
当然，回应的人，只有一些人回应主。
And we know there's a reason for that.
我们知道说这是有原因的。
Because before you can enter through that narrow gate, you have to leave behind things from the old life.
当我们要进这个窄门的时候，我们需要把一些我们过去的生命当中的东西放下。
So maybe you have a lot of possessions, or you have a lot of your life invested in some other thing. Maybe your sports or whatever it is that you are pursuing. And he says you can't bring all that. This gate is narrow.
也许我们在生命当中因为很难，因为我们已经拥有了很多，因为我们已经投资在很多其他的地方。所以就对我们来说就不容易放下。
But not everybody is willing to take all that stuff that they bring when God begins to call them. Not everybody is willing to. But those who leave it behind and by faith step out through that narrow gate, they find that it just goes from challenging to more challenging. It's hilly. It's narrow. It's winding. The way is not easy.
不是每一个人都愿意把这一切都放下来进入这个窄门来跟随耶稣来迎接这个挑战。
And they find that this way is so challenging that they have to over and over again call out for navigational support for directions. Lord, what are we doing now? Where are we going? What? I'm going where? You have to call out for navigational support.
这条路是如此的有挑战，所以需要不断的好像你要有导航的指引。
You got to check in with headquarters.
我们要与总部要联系。
Lord, what are we doing now? What did you say? Did I hear you right? We're going where? Back to Taiwan? Okay. Right? You got to check in.
主，我往哪里走？我有没有听见？我有没有听错？啊，你是要我去台湾吗？
Yeah, you got to keep the line open because God is ready to communicate if you and I are ready to listen.
我们要保持线路的畅通，因为如果我们真的愿意听，主会向我们说。
But this is one of the most exciting aspects of this whole new life of discipleship that we get to hear His voice.
但是我们这个门徒的生命当中最宝贵、最令人兴奋的，就是我们能够听见主的声音。
And Jesus says it this way, so matter of factly, He says, "If you're my sheep, you will hear my voice."
主说我的羊，他听我的声音。
He says, "These are special to me. I know them. They know me, and they follow me."
我知道我的羊，我的羊也知道我，他们也跟从我。
But steer clear of that other gate, please, brothers and sisters. There's that wide gate and there's a lot of people on that highway.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要远离那个宽门、
yeah.
那个大路。
And it's wide so it can accommodate a lot of people.
那个路很大可以有很多人在里面。
And you know that way, it's on the media every day. Hey, live for yourself.
如果你只要看一看媒体的话，你就知道那条路是怎么样的。
Live for this world. Live for the American dream. Whatever it is, there's a million different ways to fill in the blank.
你就这样在世上生活啊，就继续好像追寻这个美国的梦。
But that way will lead you to a way that you will utterly regret.
但是最终啊，那条路是带来的乃是悔恨。
And this invitation is extended to you once again.Today to follow Jesus.
今天啊，再一次在这里，主给我们的邀请呼召就是来跟从他。
Jesus will not be fooled just because you took a short-term mission trip or once in a while you decided, you know, to be religious. He won't be fooled by people like that.
主不是可欺的，我们不是以为做一个短期的这个福音的事工我们就说我们已经摆上了。
Jesus sees very clearly. Don't think for a minute that you can fool him just because occasionally you respond in a religious spiritual manner.
我们的主不是可欺的，我们不要想象自己做一点点小小的事工，然后就可以跟主说我已经摆上了。
Not everyone, Jesus says.Not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, maybe they really pray well. Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father.
耶稣说，凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。也许这些人，他们的祷告，主啊、主啊，确实很好听。
If you don't have the kind of relationship where you're actually, you know him and he knows you and you're learning to respond to his voice, then really, you're just playing with religion, which is a really foolish thing to do.
如果我们不是真的听见他，他也听见我们，我们也答应他的呼召，那我们只是在玩一个愚蠢的宗教游戏。
So God calls us to build a relationship, to walk with Him, to know Him, to hear His voice, to respond to Him, even though we do all of this rather imperfectly.
神呼召我们向他回应，来与他同行，来听他的声音，来跟从他。
Do you believe what I'm saying?
你相信我所说的吗？
He invites you and I to that kind of intimate relationship where we grow and more to know Him, to recognize Him, to walk with Him.
主今天给你我一个邀请，让我们与他建立一个亲密的关系，来跟随他。
A life that goes beyond just words, you know, just my simple profession of faith. It goes way beyond that.
所以真正的生命远超只是口里的承认。
And it's good that you call him Lord, but if you call him Lord, you better begin to live that way as well.
我们称他为主，这当然很好啊。但是若是我们真的称他为主，我们就要过一个相称的生活。
Don't be satisfied with just an occasional religious experience.
让我们不是以偶尔有一次宗教的经历就为满足。
I met people when I was doing missionary work in Taiwan, and they knew how to be spiritual, and if there was something kind of spectacular, they were into it. But this other kind of call to actually learn to listen and follow Jesus, they didn't have time for that.
我在台湾传教的时候，我也遇见很多这样的人，他们知道说，好像怎样遇到一些稀奇的事，他们很愿意但是若是真的要放下自己，要跟从主，他们就拒绝了。
You don't want to hear Jesus say, "I never really knew you."
你不最好不要到最后听见主的声音说我不认识你。
There's really no middle ground. You know, it's either you learn to listen to his voice and respond, or you just go your own way. There's only really two options.
要么你就听主的声音，你来回应他；要么你就走自己的路。这当中没有中间地带。
God loves you, and he calls you to not just believe in him.But to follow him.
神爱你，他呼召你不仅是相信他，是要来跟从他。
Read it with me. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. It's okay. He knows we will not do that perfectly. That is not a problem for God.
我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。如果我们的跟从不完全，这是没有问题，因为我们是不完全的。
What matters is that you're building that relationship with Him.
重要的是我们跟主建立那样的关系。
Learning to trust Him.
我们学习信靠他。
Falling down and getting back up again.
如果我们跌倒了，我们就再起来。
Just like you did when you were trying to teach your own children how to navigate life.
就像我们教自己的孩子怎样来体验生活。
Right? It takes time. It takes an investment.It's a real relationship that pays dividends the rest of your life.
这需要时间，这需要投入但是我们会有一生的收获。
It's not just a life where we say the Lord's Prayer, it's a life where we learn to live the Lord's Prayer.
这个生活不是说我们只是口里背主导文，而是我们能够真正来经历主导文。
Listening to His words, responding to His voice.
听他的话，回应。他的声音。
And then I'm trying to get to the last slides, okay?
我们到最后一页。
Here we're at the end now, and that was the bell for me. Good. Okay. Have you ever gone beyond the sinner's prayer or church attendance and answered Jesus' call to follow him?
所以我们所做的选择是仅仅做一个罪的回应的祷告，或者我们以来教会为满足，还是我们真的回应耶稣的呼召？
Today, as we leave, we will all respond in one way or another.
我们不管怎么做，都是一种回应。
We will make choices.
我们已经做我们的选择。
We will choose family, or some of us will choose a life of fun, what we call fun, and others will choose a life of following Jesus.
我们是以家庭或者是享乐这是我们的选择。还是跟从主是我们的选择。
But no response to Jesus is a response.
但是没有回应也是一种回应。
Jesus will call you, and that call includes leaving behind things that you used to call your life, that you defined yourself by, that you identified yourself with. He will call you to leave behind anything from the old life that will hinder you following Him.
但是若是我们要跟随主，主要我们把那一切拦阻的事都放下。
Would you consider this prayer as we close today?
让我们最后一起有个祷告。
God, I'm ready to repent from going my own way and to follow Jesus.
主，我愿意悔改，不再专行己路，来跟随耶稣。
Jesus and His kingdom are better.
因为主和他的国是更美的。